Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study to see how to interpret Scripture. Lesson 6. Why is interpretation needed? Monday. Translation and interpretation. When the Apostle Paul traveled around telling the people about Jesus who had been resurrected from the dead, founding churches, it was difficult in some areas because there were so many different languages, especially when he came to Corinth, this city with a harbor, with the many different cultures and peoples living there. Now when, because of these many languages that were spoken in Corinth, Paul was there and wrote a letter to them afterwards when he had already gone away from them. He wanted to bring some order into the system and said, if there's someone with another language you do not understand, then we need one who is able to translate him. If there's no one here who can translate him, then he shall be quiet. Interesting. When you think of Pentecostal churches, where people are in a mood of speaking just something which doesn't make any sense, but this is the sign of the Holy Spirit, as the people are told, Paul wouldn't agree, would say, no, if it doesn't make sense, if nobody can understand it, be quiet. It must make sense. We must understand what has been said. So translation and interpretation is important. And we are happy that we have the Bible in our language. But there are still tribes, small tribes on this planet, that are not able to have a Bible among them, because they do not even have letters, characters. They only speak orally. They have nothing in written form. It doesn't exist in their culture. I remember a person, it was an Austrian teacher for mathematics in high school, and he did the following. He went to Africa for 10 years to a small tribe to do the following. To study the language first, that he's able to understand them, and then to form their language into a written language so that they get characters and the words written down, and that in the end they get a part of the New Testament, normally a gospel, to be translated into their language, and they have their language in a written form for the first time in their life. And this took him 10 years to do so. And in the end he had one person of this tribe, a young person who was clever enough, and he had trained him. He was a teacher for mathematics, and now he trained someone learning to read and write. And this person translated a Gospel of Matthew, into the language of this tribe in a written form. And when it was printed and the people got it, they knew that This is more than gold. Translation, interpretation. It's so important that we have such missionaries on this planet. And nowadays, the Bible is the book who is more translated than all other books. What a blessing for those who read it and act according to that what they have read.